Salon to all. Weekly conversation with Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know the teachings will not have many privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious group section, Shalom, and welcome to everyone.
Welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We welcome you to our conversation room, and we will talk about the mission, this new revelation of God, which God indeed has left no room for ego in it, but still it is amazing how powerful the ego is and how the resistance of human toward the truth are. How even those who see the vision might lose their vision and fall to the world because the Maya is so powerful for them. And after seeing such a wonderful revelation and fulfillment of the prophecies, some might come back and say these are just pretty words, and they forgot these are pretty words, these are the words of God. Of course, after 23 years, nothing really surprises me anymore, because I have seen how powerful the ego is, and I'm amazed that God even put up with such an ego and such a resistance of humanity to hear his words, submit unto his will, and do his will, and realize that it is their salvation. And the whole universe has been created for this purpose. And still, of course, the ego is in the way. If you heal them and make war and reach them and tell them they can have as many material things as they want, and they will come and support you. But when you do tell them the truth, of course, they crucify you. Just they did the Christ. So, somebody comes and say, yeah, I heal you, and they heal them. They throw a lot of support to that person. And I always questioned how these people heal and if the healing power stays with the people who are healed. And one of my thoughts and project was, if you ever get a place that mission had enough resources, I would like to do some research on those who make these healings and see if the healing stays with the people who are healed. Of course, the scripture is very clear. Christ healed, but at the same time he said those who are healed, the unclean spirit leaves, and later on comes and say, let's go back, the house is empty and clean, and the state of the man become worse than it was before. Of course, I found that very few people anywhere in the spiritual world, or preachers, or evangelists, in television, anywhere, they bring that verse up at all. They never quote that verse, and I don't know if they don't understand it, or they realize that that verse really will close most of their business. But the truth is clearly stated even by Christ, that the state of the man will be worse. But I wanted to prove it, to see if really that was happened. And we saw a program this week, but a healer, which very famous healer in the whole earth, and I received my answer. The people who he had healed, they died a couple of months later with the same disease, by the same disease, and those who haven't died, their disease had returned to them, and they did not really continue to be healed, but this was a temporary thing, as Christ realized himself, that when the Spirit of God moves and leaves, because Christ healed them, that clean place has no power to resist the coming of the unholy spirits and disease and all that. But of course, the whole humanity is seeking for healers, and they want somebody else to heal them, pray for them, make it easy, the path return to God for them. And very, very beginning, when I start the mission, there's people asking me for healing, and for a while before I received this verse, I was wondering why the prophets after Christ did not heal really, but they emphasized on the book, on the revelation, on the word of God, and they did not perform much of the healing that Christ did. Answer was that verse had to come and bring me to my attention, that is how it works. And now, of course, we have the proof that indeed that is how it works. And if you have people that they heal, and those who have healed, been healed, I recommend you to study them, to follow, to see what happens to those people that are healed with other people. So again, in this mission, we teach you how to heal yourself. All the tools and the teachings and the revelation has been given are geared toward your awareness of yourself and become a healer by yourself. And if you have a healing power, stop healing other people, but teach them how to heal themselves by chanting, dancing, meditation, concentration, contemplation, following the word of God, and eventually become a healer themselves. So we can see human ego again is missing the point, missing what Christ said, that you can do greater thing than I do if you have the faith of a mustard seed. But ego demands, ego wants comfort and does not want to listen to the word of God. Then, of course, that makes sense, that it took 12,000 years, that only 144,000 from 6 billion are called the elects, and a few million probably the supporter of these teachings and God's revelation. Therefore, we should not wonder why so few people and far between see the vision clearly and then say, yes, that makes sense to me. But to many people, it doesn't make sense. and it's too much for them to follow. It is too demanding. It's not what the ego or human desires want, and therefore they back off or they try to find fault in the mission and the revelation instead of looking at themselves and say, oh, maybe the fault is here. And ego is very good in that, in rationalization and finding and projecting the problem it has to something else. Of course, thanks God that this revelation is perfected, is finished, is done. Now, of course, even the revealer is irrelevant any longer, as he revealed everything to humanity. Now it is up to humans and elects really to see this vision and realize that not very many people want him. But at the same time, they're not going to create a cult. You know, they're not going to fall into the demands of the ego that will create a cult. And those cults that you have seen are created and destroyed is because the leaders completely weren't connected to God. Therefore, they listened to the demand of ego of those who came and joined them. And they realized the more they fulfill their people's ego, the more and longer they will stay. But at the same time, the destruction come to them together at the end. This revelation is for all humanity. It is for elect, it's for the call to those who can overcome and they can see the vision clearly. They realize the work of God. They see that ego is so powerful and resists the truth of God. But at the same time, they come together, they work together, they become brothers and sisters in God and then dedicate their life into it. And of course, they are the elects. We, of course, need people. They see the vision, but they do not dedicate their life completely, but they support the mission in many other ways by translating, by supporting, you know, Pal Talk or this and that, and coming and reading in Pal Talk once in a while, or whatever they can do according to their, you know, schedules and lifestyle and life that they are pursuing. So these two categories are, of course, welcome to the mission, and we should really praise them for being connected and willing to work with their ego and come and see the vision and stay. Of course, my job is easy. God gave me two sentences to recognize and realize who are the elects. You know them by their fruits. And they will stay to the end. That's two sentences that make my life very, very easy. Whoever gives the fruit, they are elect. And if their ego is humbled and no longer is there, of course, they will not start criticizing and finding fault in the mission, but they work on themselves, and even the little left of their ego, they overcome it and come and become an instrument of God, and they, of course, stay to the end. Of course, to the end here will be the coming of the kingdom, creation of the facilitating world body, creation of the comings of light, and eventually bringing the hierarchy on earth, the kingdom of God on earth. So be aware of the depth of this revelation and how ego works and how human resists, and they accept everything ungodly and everything which is not going to take them to God as the truth and as their religion, but whatever takes them to God, they will not. They will accept a person who has a vision of a chariots and a vision of a angels, which is still material, but when you tell them God is beyond even mind, and all those visions are ethereal things, and you should not be even attached to that kind of a experience, with those preachers that they have come and they have told the congregation or people, yes, I have seen chariots or angels and this and that, and then God choose me. We go even beyond mind and we take you to consciousness, which is a oneness with God. Oneness with God is beyond ethereal level, is beyond mind. It is an experience of God exists, I do not. That experience of oneness that comes to you, and it is subtle, it is beautiful, it is a feeling indeed of oneness together. There is no chariot, there is no angels, there is no bells and sounds. It's beyond all these material thing, but in a spirit to a spirit oneness. That, of course, is hard for a human to understand and wants to accept and follow. Therefore, this teaching is the highest, because it takes you right to God, and it eliminates anything that is dogma, is in your way. Even the ethereal level is not something you should hang into and believe in. And taking humanity to God is not an easy task. It has never been. We can see that the whole creation is out of balance, and therefore they went away from God and created a situation that God eventually have to create this universe by going through the evolutionary process and creation of this external world. And now is the time for those who have progressed to return, but even those who have been progressed, they have to recognize and realize going to God means getting rid of the ego and not listening to chattering of the ego and falling to its judgmental mind, or creating an environment that you feel you can criticize God and His revelation, but not yourself. Of course, if there is something criticizable on the mission, we are open to it. We are always seeking progress and the perfection. And if something is not perfect, we will not hesitate to accept it. But as for it's come from the pure heart and pure mind and connected to God and comes to us and tell us we can improve this situation because that is God's will. But if bring your mind and your ego to it, and you want to change the mission according to your ego understanding or your desire, then of course you will see the resistance, and it will not happen, and of course that is not good. So we are open to God's and God's people. That is what we are asking everybody to become. Become godly, and at the same time recognize their own ego. How tricky it is, how wonderfully explain to you why you are correct or the mission is not. And if it's not, I say, fine. If somebody can prove it to me, this revelation is not from God, if somebody really, truly in a spirit can show to me that I have been wrong all along to bring this revelation to humanity and put my life and effort into it, and it is wrong, I don't want it either. You know, we all want to go to God, and we know eventually God will win. Why anybody wants to join anything or preach anything which is not from God and eventually will not succeed? But of course, we know God has told us all through history that He will succeed. Therefore, that is our salvation, that is our focus, and the mission is the vision. You have to clearly see and realize how this is the only revelation that takes you to the end of realization of God, which is pure consciousness. It takes you beyond mind, beyond any ethereal thing, and it teaches you how to heal yourself and not rely on other people. It teaches you how to pray yourself. It makes you divine. It makes you a child of God. And you become self-sufficient a spiritual being that can bring God's spirit to yourself and to humanity. Therefore, we are looking for strong people that they can withstand all kinds of emotional and mental, especially this time is not physical as much, it's emotional and mental persecution, and how powerful the ego is, and it tries every trick in the world to get its way. But of course God, it says, no, you have to go. If you want to come to me, you have to get rid of your ego. You have to get rid of your tricks, your opinion, your ideas. But see what the scripture says, what the word of God is. The word of God is clearly has been given in the scriptures, and we have to listen to those words. But at the same time, we have wonderful people in the mission too, that they have seen the vision clearly, and they are absolutely dedicated to it, and dedication shows from the work they do. Sometimes I feel a little sorry that they have to put so much effort. So many people come to them and they do not accept what they say, but they know in their heart of their heart that this mission is correct and this is a revelation from God. And of course my love and devotion to them in the highest level, and God of course bless them in a greater degree. But this time it is the time for the elects to take the responsibility, to take the banner, to take the word to the humanity. I work with the elects, and elects work with the world. And of course, if I need to go to the world, I will. I'm not hiding behind the elects or anybody. If I have received the invitation in a place that my presence there will help them to become more dedicated, of course, I will not hesitate to go to the world. But of course, God said, in this revelation, we will not even go to the street, and we will see He indeed fulfilled it. We are sitting here, you know, in a very small room and have a computer, and we're talking to the world. Christ, Muhammad, Bob, Baha'u'llah, Moses, none of them had this luxury of being able to reach humanity and convey the message to the whole earth without, you know, going and reaching and being, you know, subjected to many different, you know, physical or mental or emotional, you know, prosecutions that they went all through. And we thanks God for that. And of course, He said, if they said Christ is here and Christ is there, don't go. You don't have to go anywhere. You just can see this vision right in the website. And there are people that can help you to find things in the website. And of course, I'm still alive. I'm here with you, and you can come and clarify in a greater degree, but come here with the Spirit of God, and I don't mind, in the Spirit of God, we go discuss this revelation and talk with each other and clarify this thing with one another. So the whole things is according to the word of God. That is, He said He's going to do it, and that is how He has done it. And of course, now the revelation is perfected, it's done, it's finished. It is for humanity to see, to read, to see the vision. And the next step is to realize and recognize that, you know, they have to become an elect, if they are elect. Of course, if you are not elect, we're not going to force you to become an elect. An elect is not just an opinion, it's not an idea, it is a quality that you will manifest in yourself and in manifesting this mission. And also God is with us in other ways, the tribulation and destruction and the things. Some people ask me, why tribulation? Why God destroys things? Why people should die? And according to the scriptures, one third of the earth will be destroyed. Why should this happen? Because the ego is so powerful, so strong, it doesn't want to listen. It likes to, you know, resist God. Of course, when God reaches the point that he has to go to a next step in evolutionary process, those who lag behind have to go. It always reminds me of Arjuna and Krishna, that they were riding together and Arjuna was overwhelmed with the war that he has to start with his own uncle, with his own family, with his own kings and tribes. He just dropped the spear and the shield and said, I can't do it, Krishna, this is not good. And then Krishna has to go through that dialogue in Bhagavad Gita and eventually convince him that, yes, indeed, you have to, you have no choice. That's the honorable thing to do, because when there is a lack in evolution, then there is a resistance in coming of the next stage, even according to science, that makes sense. When there is a lack and a species not evolving to the next step of evolution, that the species just dies out. So it's not that something God is doing to them, but it is what they are doing to themselves. And this message is the message of the next step in evolutionary of human. And humanity, if they want to evolve to the next step, if they want to get rid of their ego, if they want to create the communities of light, if they want to come together and create the kingdom of heaven on earth, then they are a part of the evolutionary process. They evolve to a higher degree, therefore they will be with the bandwagon, with the train that's going to God, and those who stay behind, of course, they're going to miss the train. The train is not going to stop and say, yeah, well, it's okay, we're going to stop for one-third of the earth, and we're going to continue in what God said his next step is. Where we can see God is just. God gives you all the opportunity each person needs to progress, to see the vision. But at the same time, there is the time it eventually has to say, sorry, I have to cut you off because you are not progressing and you are not coming with us in this train. Therefore, you are going to lag behind and we are going to leave you and we are going to go. So it is time to jump into the train, jump to this evolutionary progress that humanity is going through. And those who, of course, don't see this vision, those who do not want to come to this revelation, and they think it's just a pretty words, then they have not seen the vision indeed. And they are the ones that will miss the train, and we cannot blame God for not accepting them to the next level, because he gave them all the opportunity. He sent all the prophets of God. He made it clear when he sends a prophet, he means it. Something is going to happen to humanity. And if you take it lightly and you think it's just pretty words and not jump into this bandwagon with both feet, then you not have the right to say, why God did that to me. God gave you all the opportunity. God is not an unjust God. God is very just God. But ego is something that we have really recognized how tricky it is and how it chatters and tells us that we are correct and God is not, and or find faults in this mission. If there was a fault in this mission, I would be the first person that would drop it and say, yeah, it is faulty. It's not perfect. But that's why I opened this room. I expose myself to so many energies that are not quite kosher. Why? Because I have confidence that what is said here is the truth. And whoever comes to it and open and is godly, they will see the truth. And it's so perfect that I can answer any situation that comes up. Therefore, it's perfect and it's from God and it's godly. And if you find fault in this mission, and it's not from the Spirit, as I said, if you find a fault, there are people that send email to the mission that this part of though in the website has some typo and things like that. Great. Fantastic. And that comes from the Spirit of God, which wants to make the website perfect. And we accept their corrections and to correct the website in a greater degree and make it perfect every day. So that is, that's not, we don't want a criticism. That's not that we are asking you become a robot. No, actually we don't want your robots. If we wanted robots, we would make this a cult and give you whatever you ask for, and we would have many people joined us already and supported because their ego say, yes, this is good. Our ego feels good with this organization, but come from that part, come from that stillness within you, the one that we have revealed to you, and if there is something, it can be improved, great. It's from God, and you have been chosen to bring to us attention. But if it's your ego, of course, if you cannot meditate, if you are not in that calm state of mind, then instead of criticizing the mission, look at yourself in a greater degree and see what is it in there that make you think that it is mission's fault. Of course, for the new people who have come to this room, this is the room called Conversation with Maitreya. It is a revelation have come to humanity. It is the last revelation of God that unifies all humanity and shows what God has been doing for the last 12,000 years, why he has sent so many religion and prophets, and what each prophet meant to bring to humanity, why this creation, why we have created to be here, what is the goal of life, and how we can return back to God. And of course, you can see the website, and you can go there and study about that revelation. And when you come here, then you can have the mic privileges. Wayne, if you have a question, put it in text and let us know if you have gone to our website before you can have mic privileges. Have you been in our website? The whole idea is everybody goes to the website, study our teachings, and come here so we can have conversation about the mission and what we teach here. If you haven't been in our website, go there, study the teaching. It is a revelation. It's amazing teaching that has been even hidden from great prophets like Daniel and Ezekiel, and they have been told even when the seventh thunder in Revelation was sounded, John was instructed not to write about it until the end time. And of course, this is the end time, and those who are sensitive will know it is the end time, and they are now called to see this vision that has been hidden from the great prophets, and the great prophets of God knew about this vision, but of course they have been instructed not to reveal to humanity. And now it is available to you in the internet, and you can go and study them and understand what it says. Basically, it says that each major religion on earth have a specific message for humanity. And when you put these messages all together, you can see a path, a way that takes you fastest way to God. At the same time, it creates the kingdom of heaven on earth. And therefore, it not only will help individual salvation, it will the collective salvation of the whole humanity, and will be accelerating it for next 1,000 years. And hopefully in the 1,000 years, we have again many rishis, many mahatmas, many great souls, and paraviparas, and those who will see the vision and will reach salvation and God. Therefore, this is the next revelation of God to humanity. There is no separation between religions. And that what amazes a lot of people, how could that be? You know, there is a difference between Islam and Christianity. There is a difference between Christians and Jews, or Hindus and Buddhists and the rest. How that is possible? And that is, of course, the miracle of this message. The miracle of the mission is the message that unifies all these unbelievably ununifiable ideas, and this reveals to humanity what God has been doing, what he meant by sending Christ, by sending Muhammad, why Christ at the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, said, God, can you take this cup from me? And immediately he said, no, your will be done, not mine. And he became surrendered and submissive to God. The next lifetime he comes, he brings the idea of surrendering and submission. And he brings the word of Islam to humanity. Humanity, of course, will have to see this beautiful truth and so much realization that have come to them through this revelation and submit into it. You know, the more they resisted, of course, the more I have to come back and continue this until it is fulfilled. And we will come back. And those who, of course, are not in the mission or do not see this vision or fall away will not come back. It's as simple as that, because that's what God said. It's going to take three lifetimes to accomplish this mission, and so we will. But same time, the sooner humanity sees that, the sooner humanity realizes that do not seek healing powers of other people. Heal yourself. Do not seek other people's prayer. Pray yourself. Become godly. Become a God channel yourself. Follow eternal divine path. Meditate. Awaken your spiritual forces. Contemplate. Concentrate. Gaze on the greatest sign. Join the services of the mission and become one with the rest of the mission and the people in the mission, and become a cooperative and one with the rest of the people in the mission, and put God first in your life. God is first. Your spiritual teacher is second. Your parents are third, and your spouse fourth. That is the four level of relationship you have. Your children even are not yours. You are just having them for a while. So put God first in your life and know that he is number one. Find a spiritual teacher that takes you to God, and respect and honor your parents. But if they are in your way, of course, go to God and love your spouse and bring her or him to God. And when you both are in God, you are one. But if any lower level in the hierarchy is in your way to the higher level, you have to teach them not to be. And if they are in the way, you have to go around them or not to stay with them. That is the law. And the four beings in your life, God is first. So put God first in everything you do. If you do that, then following the eternal divine path becomes so simple, so easy. Of course, if you put your spiritual teacher first and say, yes, spirituality is the bridge for me to go to God, but I become so interested in the bridge that I forget to go over the bridge to the other side, the very bridge become an obstacle in your way. You never make it to the other side. If your parents, of course, take you to a spiritual teacher, which take you to God, they are great parents, you know, respect them and love them and help them in a greater degree. But of course, if they are in the way, then you have to go to the spiritual teacher who takes you to God. Therefore, you are in a greater degree in the path. If you have a spouse that he or she is with you, and she and he respects your parents and help you parents to become also godly, and she is godly or he is godly, then you are a very lucky person indeed. Stay with him or her and love him with the love of God. But of course, if such a person is disrespecting your parents, which take you to God, then you have to realize that person is not, you know, helpful in your path, and therefore you have to go to God. Therefore, put your life based on God as first, and that is the goal of life. Not that God needs us, not that God is in an ego trip and wants us to put him first. He wants us to put first, so we are looking at the light. It's just like we are in the darkness. We are in a cave that is so dark we can't see anything. And God is like the end of the cave that lights inside. If we keep our eyes on the light, we eventually can go out of that cave to the light and be saved and free of all those things. So we can see the demand of God is not a selfish demand, but it is a demand for our own good. Of course, this room is really a conversation room. You are supposed to go to the website and study our teaching and come here and converse with me about this teaching. But it has turned into the satsang for last couple of weeks or so, which is okay. If you guys rather just have me talking and you listen, that would be fine. But of course, if you go to the website and study and contemplate and meditate on the words that has been revealed to humanity, and you have a question from a higher level, a clarification, and not your understanding, but God's understanding, that would be very, very nice to come here and converse with me. But in general, this revelation is the unification of all religions of the world. It is a revelation that has been prophesied to come for last 12,000 years, at least for last 6,000 years, and all humanity have been waiting for this revelation to come, and great prophets long to be here at this time, and probably most of them are. And those who have been with Christ, with the revealer or all the revelation of God, they have returned on earth, but at the same time, the tribulation and the ungodliness is in a greater swing and in a greater way. And the Tower of Babylon is everywhere and you can see it clearly. And now is the time for the Tower of Babylon little by little being destroyed by the truth. At the same time, God foretold that when this revelation comes, the devil or the tamaguna or the destructive force in the universe become very unhappy and fight back very hard. And therefore, we can see, although this revelation and vision is great, we have not been able to really get the people that they see this vision clearly and come and dedicate absolutely to it. And some of the even people who join sometimes, it makes wonder that why they do not absolutely come and dedicate themselves to this vision. But that's okay. We trust in God and we will continue our outreach to humanity. And we are sure that success of God is for sure. There is no doubt God will succeed, maybe in this lifetime. Indeed is the time of the thief of the night coming very hidden. Okay, we have a question here from Oregano. As I have been reading and thinking of this mission, at times I will ask questions in my mind and try to push ego aside. Once in a while, for a few minutes, I can feel a type of energy and I seem to sense an answer. Understanding, even at difficult moment. Is this the energy of the mission? Well, if your understanding and the answer is given in these rooms and to the questions that has been asked, it is almost the same. One great way you can all see if the answer you're receiving is indeed same as the answer from the mission is, put your question into our search engine in the website. It's a wonderful search engine that can bring you back the answer to the same questions that has been given for last 20+ years. And see if the answer you received is the same as the answer in the website. Of course, if you search for it and you could not find it in the website, bring it here, write it down. If you receive an answer, then we can discuss it to see if your answer and our answer is the same, and then we compare with the revelation and put it in the greatest sign and come with the correct answer for it. of course, the mind and energy is so difficult to really discern where is it from. As you can see, we were talking about ego today. You know, sometimes people think they receive the answer, just like how many people believe that we have to look for the healers? How many people really believe that we should, you know, go to healer and be healed when God clearly says don't, because, you know, your state will be get even worse than it was before. So was it from God or is it from ego? It's very hard to see. I know you say you push the ego aside and then you feel the energy. That's good. But at the same time, that also can be a trick of the ego itself that makes you think you push the ego aside, because pushing ego aside is not that easy unless you are a very high level conscious person, which if you are, then you might receiving there your answer from God directly, which is the energy of the mission for sure, because God is behind this mission, behind this revelation 100%. Any truth you receive from God which confirms this revelation and this teaching is for sure from God and is from mission. So to confirm it in a greater degree, search for it in the mission to see if the answer you received, you say you almost received answer. Of course, if you almost received answer, go and see what was the answer in the website, and that is the whole answer, and it's a perfect answer usually. And not usually, I haven't seen anybody who really have told me that answer they have received for last 20 some years, it is not the correct answer. So probably that is the perfect answer you will receive in the website. So take that question to the website, but if the answer is not there, bring it here. Let us discuss it to see what is the answer of God in a perfect way and in a full answer to that question. That is what this room is all about, really, that the people who meditate, who read, though, who go to website, which has a lot of question answered, and if they didn't find the answer, if they do not agree with an answer, and they have meditated on it, and they have connected to God with their spirit, then they can come here and discuss it with us, and then we can argue and discuss and see what God's word. You're welcome, Oregano. And so this mission is the open mission. I'm accessible by many ways. Those who are close to me, of course, they have absolute access to me all the time. And those who are new in the mission and come to the mission, there are many other ways to access the mission, to access me. And there are people that work very hard to keep your questions and the answers from the mission flowing back to you. Therefore, you can go to website and see that all the facility is been given by God and by the mission to let you, you know, become proficient in this revelation and teaching and become a pure channel for God, and therefore you become a real contact person. Then you become, of course, a pure channel to attract and bring more people to the mission and God. Of course, don't worry if they don't come. Don't get discouraged. That's one of the things you have to recognize, that ego is powerful. Ego is amazingly resistant to God and its revelation truth. Therefore, do your best and surrender the result to God. That is how you overcome to become either egoistical or depressed. If you do it and it happens, and if you do not see God is doing it through you, you say, wow, what a wonderful person I am that I'm doing it, and people are coming and joining and this and that, you fall because your ego disconnects you from God. But if you're doing it a lot and it's hard coming to the mission, everybody goes against you and you have to drop a lot of things that you used to love and you become depressed, then also that is ego. Depression is a sign of ego, really. It's not letting the Spirit of God come through. Of course, some people have mental imbalance, or their chemical balance in the brain is not completely balanced. They might need some medicine or herbs to balance that this balance in the brain, but at the same time, if they meditate, they even can overcome that imbalance in the brain. So the whole idea is to become a pure channel for God. Brahmamurti is asking, my mom has invited me to dinner, but I know the reason is that it's her birthday. Should I respect her wishes because she is my mom? I'm going to leave that to you and God. God has already told you what the answer is on that, and you meditate and go to God and receive your answer. That is an answer, a personal situation that I leave you to God, and you have to make that decision, and according to your decision, of course, you will be receiving the result. So I will not get to the personal thing. I will give general revelation to humanity, and it is up to them themselves to meditate and recognize and realize what they should be doing. So the answer to that is the personal situations is between you and God. We are pretty close to the close of the day and our session. If you have final questions that is related to the mission, is related to God's revelation, and you want to discuss it here with me, and we can come to the conclusion that what the answer might be, come and join and let us see the truth that God has revealed to you. I used to get to the personal situation with the people much more in a deeper level, but even those answers have been given in the website. Now is the time to leave people with their personal situation personal, and therefore personal question will not be answered any longer, but the questions based on the revelation and God. And that's right, Brahmamurti, like healing ourselves. The very general idea has been given. Yes, exactly. We want to create responsible people who see the not only the vision, not only the revelation, but also start teaching other people this revelation and this teaching, and make them recognize that anything related to ego is not good. They have to bring God's way. Of course, we did not abolish birthday. We call him rededication day. In that day, that person who has been born in that day, rededicate their life to God, and remember their goal is to reach pure consciousness and be divine, and therefore we still give them a replacement for what they had, but this is more godly because in that day they rededicate their life to God. But of course, we really truly believe that the day that you get initiated, that is your real birthday, and you can also keep that day as a dedication day and dedicate your life to God. All right, I don't see any other question. Therefore, read this teaching, meditate on the truth of God. Decide to go to God. Don't take this revelation and these words lightly. Meditate, see how tricky ego is, and realize how humanity is absolutely lost. The things they believe is not godly. They have replaced God's word with their own ego understanding and wants, and therefore they will suffer for it. Okay, we got another question. Lou is asking, when one manifests the Holy Ghost, do all three forces act at the same time? Well, Holy Ghost actually is the pure Raja or energy in the highest level of sattva, and therefore very tama is present in that state. What you receive is a pure energy of joy and love of God and the great understanding of God in higher level in the form of revelation, or understanding. It depends what level of consciousness you are. If you experience the Holy Ghost, but you are not a prophet, you will receive the love of God, unconditional love of God, and you will see your life and you dedicate your life in a greater degree to God. But of course, if you are a prophet and God is revealing revelation to you, you will receive the revelation and the truth, and you convey that truth to humanity. So even Holy Ghost works according to where you are at, and each person experiences it differently. And some receive revelation, some receive truth, some become completely joyful and blissful. That's why when they receive the Holy Ghost, the disciples of Christ looking like a drunk and start talking in tongue, which really is a manifestation of how they felt. Holy Ghost is also very discriminative, and it comes to different people differently. So there is no cookie cutter thing in God and say, okay, this is Holy Ghost, all gonna look the same. It is completely different for each person according to where they are. I hope that answers questions. If you have a follow-up, go ahead. Nick Vigat, have a good week. Come to our rooms, help with the rooms, with the people who are in the room. Participate in the services that we have. Read though, go to website, and become godly. Salam, everybody.